This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is. Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Thursday. The week is almost over. We have such a Thursday show ready for you tonight. We are going to have a long discussion about, well, the FBI, institutions, FEMA, hurricane aftermath. We're going to have Dome versus Trump talk. I got some little birdies chirping some things in my ear you should probably know about. A, well, I was about to say shocking, but it's really not shocking. Drop in trust in our medical institutions, and Cheetos might actually be miraculous. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. This is going to actually come back to, I was going to say the FBI, but it's going to come back to so much more than the FBI and cooking the books on crime stats. So just stay with me for a few. Have you ever had any experience with drug addiction? Maybe in your own life, maybe you struggled with it. Maybe you've known somebody who struggles with it or read about it or even watched a movie about it. But drug addiction, it's a terrible thing. And you know, if you're in the middle of this, let me just say this, you're never going to get judgment from me. Everyone has terrible things. Everyone has things they wish they could change about themselves. Just keep struggling. You overcome it. Anyway, that aside, have you ever known somebody or struggled yourself with drug addiction? There are a lot of things that come with that. But one thing you really, really notice if you see it enough, I personally have never had a drug problem, but I've certainly seen it plenty. In fact, I've lost friends to it. You'll end up saying things like, I don't even recognize him anymore, or he's totally changed, or he's totally selfish. She's totally, you'll say things like this, but what it comes down to is when you embrace something that is awful and terrible, oftentimes it becomes all consuming for you and everything in your life. Everything you do is aimed at just getting more drugs, getting the opportunity to get more drugs. Even you'll see this. I've seen this before in functional druggies where let's say he's a husband, a father. It's not that he doesn't love his wife or his kids anymore, but he will work extra to figure out a way where he can get alone to do drugs.
He might even do things. I've seen this, actually. He might even put in overtime to the extreme so he has extra drug money. You think to yourself, wow, he's putting in the hours. But no, he's working extra hard at his job, not because he cares about the job or not because he cares about his family, but because drugs are his everything, whatever. We'll call it heroin. Let's just call it heroin because that's a horrible one everyone's heard of before. Heroin is everything. I've got to get my heroin. I'll schedule. In fact, I just talked to a buddy of mine 2 days ago that told me his brother had a huge problem with marijuana, and they finally figured it out because his brother would, anytime anyone in any setting would voice a desire for something from the gas station. Hey, I wish we had beer. I could go for some chips. Hey, I wish I had this. His brother would stand up and say, I'll go. Oh, I'll get it. And it was to the point it got weird. They followed him one day. He would do this so he could go smoke weed on the way and then come home. Again, it was everything. His life was engineered around drugs. Well, I want you to think about that kind of thing where it becomes your only goal, your only mission in life is the drug. I want you to think about that when it comes to communism and institutions and how they use institutions, how they use people, how they use institutions, and why they use them. We're going to go to FBI, but this will be a long, long talk with a lot of different examples here. Because there's an article out about the FBI crime stats and how, of course, they've cooked all the books. The major crime centers aren't even reporting violent crime anymore. The FBI knows this, yet they still publicize this data. Violent crime is down when everyone knows that's false. Okay, the FBI is lying, but let's walk it back from that point. The FBI is lying. Why is the FBI lying? The FBI is lying about that because the FBI understands if they're honest about the uptick in violent crime, that will lead to very, very tough questions, and that will lead to skepticism about Democrats, their open jail policies, their open border policies, and the fact that that Democrat policies are having Americans murdered and raped and robbed every single day. Democrat policies, let me repeat that, are having Americans raped, murdered, and robbed every single day, and Democrats are doing that on purpose. This is being done on purpose. And so the FBI, understanding that if they're honest about those violent crime statistics, it would make Democrats look bad. It would hurt what? It would hurt the revolution. Democrats are communists. There are no more Democrats. Those days are gone. They're communists. They're fighting a revolution. They are trying to burn everything down, spending all of our money, opening up the border, doing everything they can to bring about the collapse they have sought after since the 50s and 60s. Democrats are trying to burn it all down. The FBI understands that if they're honest about crime statistics, that will hurt the revolution. And since everything, you're going to hear this a lot tonight, so get ready. Since everything needs to serve the cause of the revolution, the FBI doesn't even really exist anymore. You will see people on the right quibble about, well, should we disband the FBI completely? Well, maybe just some management types. After all, there's some good, great men and women on the ground. You don't understand. Once the communist takes over an institution, the institution itself is gone. You don't have an FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation no longer exists. It doesn't exist. It's simply a protection racket for the revolution. And that's how it functions now, because everything, just like that druggie, I gotta go to the store. You want some chips? Hold on, let me grab my joint. I'll get you those Doritos. Just like that druggie, everything is about the drug. Everything is about the next high, the next ability to buy it, the next finding time and money to use it. When it comes to communism, every single thing is simply about the revolution, and there is nothing else. Nothing else exists. Nothing else matters. And every institution, every person they consume is immediately forced and morphed, I shouldn't say forced, morphed into this agent of the revolution, a soldier who fights on behalf of the revolution, whether it be an individual or an institution. That is how communism works. That is how it thinks. And that is why every single time these people have infected something like the cancer they are, it has ended up becoming a tool for the revolution. Why can't you turn on the NFL games anymore without watching the black national anthem, which isn't even a freaking thing? Why is that a thing? Because the filthy commies went right from Harvard into the NFL offices, and now major professional sports are run by a bunch of dirtball communists, including NASCAR and basically all of them. They have turned the professional sport not into an entertainment thing, into a tool for the revolution. Why does the FBI cover up crime statistics? Because it doesn't exist anymore. It's simply a tool for the revolution. The DOJ, the Secret Service. Donald Trump almost got his head blown off. They had an all-hands-on-deck meeting to discuss how best to protect the Secret Service. Why? It's just a tool for the revolution. Every single thing, everything done, everything said, every person who is consumed by this sickness, every institution that is infected with this cancer, all will be made to kneel and serve on behalf of the revolution. They are fighting a revolution. So there are things out there that maybe you want reformed or improved, and you're dead wrong about that because those things don't actually exist anymore. You think you're mad at the FBI? You don't have an FBI. It's no longer a Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's a protection racket for communism now. That's all it is. It's gone. They took it over, infected it, ruined it, and now just a tool of the revolution. We'll go into more depth with this because there's a ton to it, and there are great examples of this in just a moment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And I need to, before I go on here, I need to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is 3 hours of whatever questions you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Chris says the questions are already flooding in and already piling up, so don't wait on those. Come up with a question if you have one, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or you're welcome to leave a voicemail along those lines, 877-377-4373. The voicemail line, I got to tell you, I'm a fan. Some of you guys are meatheads.
Hey, Pink Flock, I figured you wouldn't want to talk to me, but I've been using chalk probably since right around when you first started talking about it, and I always credit you with that. But I was finally talking to one of their guys. I hadn't ever for a couple of years. I was mentioning to him that we were talking about Chad mode, and I started just putting a dry spoonful of it in my mouth. And he goes, oh, yeah, we call that dry dosing. The owner loves it that way. Just take a few sips of water and skip the middleman, go direct. But the other day, I tried it with chocolate powder. I know it took you a while to put that together, chocolate. Anyway, try it. A spoonful dry in the mouth, it's great. It dissolves real easy, much better than it does in a glass of milk or whatever.
Yeah, you and Seton are sick freaks. Seton, he's the head of chalk. And he takes Chad mode like that dry. Chad mode is a powder. You're supposed to mix it in juice or a water. It's a pre-workout. You guys are psychos, man. Seton does that. He just takes a spoonful of it and downs it. Oh, gosh. No, absolutely not. I reject it. But I do support you. I support you for taking part in Choctober, too. Remember, huge discounts. October. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Chad mode. Ew. Taking Chad mode dry. Chris, we should do that at the office before the show one day. You, me, and Corey. No, we'll see who gets the sweatiest palms. What, Chris? Did I bring the oranges? I did not bring the oranges today. I'm going to bring them tomorrow, though, Chris. I feel pretty confident that tomorrow is going to be the day. I'm 75% sure that those things are going to be here tomorrow. So there you go. Anyway, back to our talk about our institutions. Once the communist takes it over, it's gone. Doesn't exist anymore. It's just the tool of the revolution. They want it for the label. You know, that's why they take over the FBI. They want it for the label. But just like the druggie who only seeks out the drugs, the communist only seeks out power and control to use it. I want you to listen to this. This is out of Indiana, Logansport, Indiana. Listen to what the government is doing to you, to your community, on purpose.
People from at least 28 countries now call Logansport home, with at least 27 languages spoken.
Each week. Okay, you did not say that.
Yeah, each week. So last week they had, my final count that I knew of, they had 16 newcomers.
That week.
And a lot of them are coming unaccompanied. Most of them.
16 newcomers, 27 languages. The federal government is doing that on purpose. How could they do that? I don't understand. Jesse, I don't get it. That's because you think we still have a DHS. That's because you still think we have some sort of border enforcement. The communist would never dream of doing any kind of actual border enforcement. He's fighting a revolution. The only reason you would even seek out the power of controlling DHS, of controlling immigration, is so you could use it on behalf of the revolution. And what serves the revolution is getting as many millions of these people inside of the country as humanly possible to drown out and water down the vote and the voice of the patriotic American citizen. A wide open border filling your country up with rapists, murders, and terrorists serves every single part of the communist revolution. That's why they haven't backed off. It's why they haven't apologized. And it leads me, all this talk was going somewhere, by the way. It leads me to something maybe a little bit darker. So remember the guy, the Pakistani national they caught, who was in the country trying to murder Donald Trump? Just a little rewind here. Just rewind with me. It's not very far. Remember, they caught a guy who's from Pakistan. He was in the country trying to murder Donald Trump. Do you know how he got into the country? They got him at the border, stopped him at the border. The Federal Bureau of Investigation found him and gave him a special passport so he could get into the United States of America. That's not internet conspiracy stuff. Go look it up. That's the public record now. That's interesting, isn't it? Now, did you hear maybe about the Afghan national who was plotting a terror response? This is Tom Holman.
Now one of them was going to blow up, I guess, polling stations, or, I mean, thank God they were stopped. But what else is ticking time bombs out there?
You know, Secretary Mayorkas guaranteed us they're all properly vetted before they're flown to the United States. Even DOD's Inspector General who investigated said they were not properly vetted. So luckily we got this one, but what should scare the American people is because of what this administration has done, the Harris administration, how many more just like him are plotting an attack right now? Luckily, this guy was caught on some chatter, but we both know the intelligence community isn't perfect. They'll miss more than they get. So God help us. There is more than just this one in the country because of this administration.
Afghan national. Thank goodness they got their hands on him. So, who was this guy? Is this guy, has he ever maybe worked with America? What's his axe to grind? I'm glad you asked that question. But I'm going to play something for you here in a second. And before I play it, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the talk we just had about institutions and what they become once the communist takes them over. How the communist looks at power, how he looks at institutions. The only reason to get power is to use it for the revolution. The only reason to take over an institution is so you can use it on behalf of a revolution. So we just talked about the FBI giving a special passport to a Pakistani national trying to murder Donald Trump. Now we have this Afghani dude trying to blow up things on an election day. So is there anything interesting in this guy's background? Buckle up for this next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. Back to what we were discussing about how they take over institutions and then the institution essentially disappears. It just becomes a tool for the revolution. We discussed what they did at the border, why they did it. We discussed why the FBI would cook crime statistics just because it's done in an effort to protect Democrat policies, which are all pro-crime, pro-destruction, pro-rape, pro-murder. That's why they do it. So we had an Afghan national we luckily tracked down and arrested. He was plotting some terror attacks. Now, Corinne Diversity Hire was asked some pretty tough questions about this individual today. For a very good reason.
BBC's report, does the administration believe there was adequate vetting?
So what I can say is I cannot comment on this directly because it is an active investigation. As you know, that the Department of Justice is currently moving forward with, so I'm going to be really careful.
I need to be really careful. I can't comment. Why can't she comment? Because this guy worked security for the Central Intelligence Agency. Let me go ahead and repeat that one more time. The Afghan national who was just arrested planning terror attacks within the borders of the United States of America was just working for the CIA? Huh. That is interesting. You know what? Let's pause on that. Let's go to a different subject. It may sound like we're bouncing around. You may be noticing a theme. The Secret Service, their job, allegedly, according to you and me, but their job, allegedly, is to protect. Protect presidents, former presidents, vice presidents. That's their job. That's what we think, right? But what if the Secret Service, what if it was also taken over by communists? Remember Kim Cheadle, then the head of the Secret Service? She was hand-selected by Jill Biden. So Josh Hawley, in fact, many senators, Josh Hawley, Ron Johnson, and others, they've been trying desperately to get information about the attempt on Donald Trump's life, which is a huge deal. It really should be national news still. Kind of a big deal when someone tries to blow off the head of the Republican nominee. The Secret Service, an embarrassing day for them, but clearly they want to get to the bottom of all this too, figure out what happened, don't they? Don't they?
You know, Sean, it sounds like he's still not getting the security that he's been promised. And here's what this new whistleblower says. He says that investigators are now not allowed to come to all the Trump rallies because if they did, they would see that Trump is not getting the full presidential protective detail. He's only getting it selectively. So the allegation is Secret Service leadership is now saying to its own internal investigators, no, actually, wait, don't come to that event. Come to this one over here. And they're trying to conceal the fact Trump is still not getting the full levels of protection. I don't know why they're doing this, Sean, other than that they don't want the public to know the truth. And I tell you what, I've had enough of this from Secret Service leadership. I really have. They need to level with the American people about what's going on here. They need to tell us if Trump is really getting all the security he needs. These rallies need to be safe for everybody who goes to them. And I've had enough of the prevarication and the concealment and the stonewalling. It's got to stop.
The Secret Service still not giving Trump the protection he needs. In fact, they're preventing anyone from being honest about the amount of protection he needs. That is interesting, isn't it? That is interesting when you consider that a young shooter was able to take a rooftop 148 meters from Donald Trump's head in Butler, Pennsylvania. When you consider a shooter who had spent a lot of time in Ukraine, wonder if he had any government contacts, spent a lot of time in Ukraine, he was able to lay out on a golf course Trump was about to golf 12 hours before Donald Trump was golfing, and he knew he was going to be golfing that day. Well, these questions get a little bit more intimidating and a little bit scarier when you go ahead and, what's that Corinne Diversity Hire term, when you go ahead and circle back to what we were just discussing at the beginning of the show about how communists use institutions and why they use institutions. You uncomfortable yet? I'm getting very uncomfortable. Because the deeper this rabbit hole goes, the more things happen. It's sure starting to look like there may be some dark forces at work and we pay their salaries. That's what it looks like to me. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a little while. I want to discuss, I'm going to do some emails first, and then we'll discuss some Biden dome stuff. Let's check the voicemails first.
Mr. Jesse, this is Mr. Thomas from Utah. Hey, a few shows back, I remember you talking about you wanted to get a sweet tomahawk or a hatchet.
Yes.
A couple of recommendations for you. There's a company called Scallywag Tactical. They make a really sweet axe called the Boarding Axe. There's another company called Winkler Knives. Winkler Knives made a bunch of the weapons that were in the movie Last of the Mohicans, and they make some awesome knives. They make a combat axe, a Highland hatchet, a bunch of other products. Anyways, some good blade recommendations for you. Talk to you later, sir. Bye.
I love voicemails. That was freaking awesome. Chris, have you seen Last of the Mohicans? You haven't seen Last of the Mohicans? Corey, have you seen Last of the Mohicans? I'm so sick of this. Of course Corey has. What is wrong with you, Chris? Is it good? Dude, it's a classic movie, man. It's Indian fights. Like, the whole thing is, I mean, the guy just mentioned the blades and stuff. The whole thing is tomahawks and knives, and usually it's these Indians. They have a tomahawk in one hand and a knife in the other, and they're having these ting, ting, ting. It's kind of the sound it makes. Ting, ting, ting. Sword fights. What? Is it a Western? I'm not sure how to answer that. You see, well, now here's what I mean. Let me explain. For the time, this took place during the French and Indian War. That's before the American Revolution. I know you don't know anything about history despite sitting there listening to me talk about it for ages. But this took place during the French and Indian War. And so Western back then meant Kentucky. You know, when you say Western, you're thinking Utah, right? California. Kind of it was a Western. There aren't any cowboy hats. Sadly, John Wayne does not make a cameo. I was holding out for that the entire time. But Last of the Mohicans is a sick movie, dude. And I'll give you one better. The Last of the Mohicans soundtrack, it's not going to be any voices or anything like that. The soundtrack is so sick. We used to play, before we go out on patrol in Iraq, we had a CD player for a while until the dust ended up killing it. But this was back when we had CDs. We had the soundtrack to Last of the Mohicans, and when we were sitting around checking weapons, you know, doing our basic things, things you do before patrol, we would blast the Last of the Mohicans soundtrack before that. That's how cool and intense it is. It's a dude's movie, man. I take it back. Chicks love it too because there's a romance element to it, and you know how women love that lame crap. But for dudes, it's scalping and tomahawks. It's really good. It's really, really good. I'm told it's even a book, Chris. You can listen to it on tape or something. We all know you don't know how to read. Anyway, I didn't get to any emails the way I wanted to. I'm going to get to those now. Well, in a second, I'm going to get to those. This isn't great.
The year-over-year numbers, 2.4% for the headline, not as good as anticipated. And for the core, 3.3%, not as good as anticipated. So maybe this will catch a little bit of wind, given the fact that we had seen the big, strong jobs report last Friday. Now, jobs, speaking of jobs, we get a big jump in jobless claims, 258,000. Now, that's up from 225 the month before.
Have you gotten a hold of Done For You Real Estate yet? Now's the time to make sure you are protecting your wealth. protecting what you can, and building up lasting wealth that will stand the test of all this inflation, jobless insanity, who knows what's coming. But how do you get started in real estate investing? I don't know. I'm not an expert in it. Done For You Real Estate is. I don't even pretend to know. And I'll be honest with you, they're so good at it, I don't want to know. All I need to know is Done For You Real Estate works. They are for normal people like you and me. You want to generate consistent tax-free income, maybe even retire on this one day? Let them help you. They'll handle it for you. Let them help you. They do it all. Go to doneforyoujesse.com to learn what they can do. Doneforyoujesse.com. They also have a book. You can get a free copy of it. Just use the promo code Jesse while you're there. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Reminding you, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Leave a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Before I get back to the emails, remember, an Afghan national who worked as a guard for the CIA in Afghanistan, meaning, you know what that means? They don't just put out an ad in the local paper. That means he was vetted at some level by the Central Intelligence Agency. Also, he would have, you would assume, be vetted when he got here. Now, this is a little long, but I'm going to let it go because Alejandro Mayorkas is being asked some very pointed questions today about why a CIA or former CIA employee was planning on blowing a bunch of people up on Election Day. Here's how that went.
CIA in Afghanistan was arrested for planning an Election Day terror plot. He was brought to the U.S. after Afghanistan collapsed, your agency says, as part of the SIV program. The State Department is telling us he was not part of the SIV program, which had strenuous vetting. They say he was never issued an SIV or immigrant visa, and DHS paroled him into the U.S. They further expect the court document to be updated to reflect this from the DOJ side. So, Mr. Secretary, how was this man brought into the U.S.? What screening did he undergo? What did he apply for to get here?
Jackie, I'm here in North Carolina communicating with the individuals who are still conducting search and rescue operations. Over 200 people have lost their lives in Hurricane Helene.
We pause have, on that for a second. How much of a dirty creep is this guy? He just gets asked, you can play it again in a second, Chris, but he just gets asked a very specific question. Hey, this guy wasn't part of the official programs. Somehow your organization, the DHS, found a way to get this terrorist in the country. Obviously, you were proactive about that, and he worked for the Central Intelligence Agency. He's asked about it, and immediately, like every dirty freaking communist, he plays the victim. And I'm in North Carolina. We've lost 200 lives. What a scumbag. Go ahead, Chris.
In Hurricane Helene, we have reports that at least 10 individuals have lost their lives as a result of Hurricane Milton. I'd be very pleased to answer your question in a different setting, but we're here to talk about emergencies and the support that we can deliver to people in desperate need. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Mr. Secretary, but we're getting conflicting answers from your agency and from the State Department about a man who was arrested for an Election Day terror plot. How do you not have those answers prepared?
Jackie, that's not what I said. What I said is I'd be pleased to discuss this issue at a different time, but I am here to speak about disasters that have impacted people's lives in real time, and that is a subject that I am addressing today.
Mr. Secretary, can you assure people that appropriate steps have been taken to secure the country against these kinds of threats? Because the outstanding question is whether this man was radicalized before the U.S. government brought him here or afterward. And people should be concerned about that.
Jackie, your persistence in questioning can be matched by by my persistence in answers.
All right, we're going to go.
Ha 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 ha! The Department of Homeland Security, who doesn't actually have any role in disaster relief, they allowed into the country, one might ask whether or not they brought into the country on purpose, for a purpose. Anyway, they allowed into the country an Afghan national who just tried to murder a bunch of Americans on election day. The head of DHS says he won't even answer the question. Sorry, we had a couple hurricanes. Now, I hate to keep doing this, but let's circle back to that conversation we had at the beginning of the show about what communists do with institutions when they take them over and why they take them over. Interesting, huh? Anyway, let's get to some emails. Dear Eater of Oranges, as I see Kamala doing her Safe Zone media tour, I keep wondering why she's continuously tells her audience that she was involved in all the important decisions and policies that have brought us here, even when Tim Walz is telling people we can't have 4 years of this. Then it hit me. Jesse Kelly is obviously right again. Her imposter syndrome is acting up again. She knows she doesn't belong there, so she's trying to convince people and herself that she's really, really important and involved. His name is Christopher. Ugh. Anyway, he did call from his Pure Talk phone. Okay, so I'm going to get to some little birdies that are chirping in my ear. I have some sources that are telling me good things that we can talk about in a moment for the Trump versus Kamala Harris stuff. We'll get to that. But as far as the question goes, Kamala Harris actually has a almost impossible task. You see, there are some things they're impossible to do without a fight. If my wife does something obnoxious and awful, which she doesn't, right? But if she did something, let's say every single morning she would go over and turn off my coffee pot when I had coffee in it. And she just did this all the time. And she kept doing it and she kept doing it. And I asked her politely and I asked her politely and she won't stop. Well, she needs to stop. And apparently we're going to have a big old argument about this. Otherwise, the coffee pot's going to keep getting turned off. Kamala Harris has an impossible task. Her task right now is to act as if she is experienced, knowledgeable, and important, and a friend of Joe Biden, while at the same time trying to wash her hands of everything Joe Biden has done that the country hates for the last 3.5 years. She can get out of this problem, but she can't get out of it without a fight. And that's the problem. I'll explain what I mean next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.